Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the eighth episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of February the 12th. What follows are seven quotes that are related to a specific date for this week, or at least sometime this month. They come from the variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have already seen a slightly different version of this on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here I'm saying the reference, while on the video version, you can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. February 12th. We act from duty in the hope that someday we shall do the same acts freely and delightfully. From The Novels of Charles Williams, an essay in On Stories. Also, a talk given on BBC Radio, February the 11th, 1949. February 13th. God is related to the universe more as an author is related to a play than as one object in the universe is related to another. From The Seeing Eye, an essay in Christian Reflections. Also published as Onward Christian Spacemen in the February 1963 issue of Show. February 14th. Bereavement is not the truncation of married love, but one of its regular phases, like the honeymoon. What we want is to live our marriage well and faithfully through that phase, too. If it hurts, and it certainly will, we accept the pains as a necessary part of this phase. From A Grief Observed, Chapter 3. Published in the U.S. on February the 14th, 1963. February 15th. We have to take reality as it comes to us. There is no good jabbering about what it ought to be like or what we should have expected it to be like. From Mere Christianity, Book 2, Chapter 5, entitled The Practical Conclusion. A talk on the BBC on February the 15th, 1942. February 16th. Screwtape boast. It is funny how mortals always picture us devils as putting things into their minds. In reality, our best work is done by keeping things out. From The Screwtape Letters. Letter 4. Book published in the U.S. February the 16th, 1943. February 17th. The Christian does not think God will love us because we are good, but that God will make us good because he loves us. Also from Mere Christianity, The Practical Conclusion. February 18th. The pleasure of pride is like the pleasure of scratching. If there is an itch one does not want to scratch, but it is much nicer to have neither the itch nor the scratch. As long as we have the itch of self-regard, we shall want the pleasure of self-approval. But the happiest moments are those when we forget our precious selves and have neither but have everything else. God, our fellow humans, animals, the garden and the sky, instead. From A Letter to Mrs. Johnson, dated February the 18th, 1954. Available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoy the quotations shared this week and that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that presented 75 quotes. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcasts and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explore in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There's a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you'll find a weekly article with the quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these, again, are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes and that you'll share this show with others.